This is my last day in Montreal. We're heading back this afternoon. We're leaving to go back to my hometown. And man, I've been here like a week, a little more. I was just thinking how weird it is how easily I've been falling asleep, like just hanging out with Matt and Chris, these guys I've known for a long, long time. Very easy, just nice and fun hanging out, just not bad, man, not bad at all. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, once I went to sleep, just laid down on the couch, I just fell asleep. Like, I guess that's what normal people are like. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why exactly. I think it'd be easy to oversimplify it. It's not like if I just moved to Montreal, you know, somehow it would solve all my problems. But just like clockwork, though, yesterday night, knowing we're leaving today, I just couldn't sleep at all. Just laying there, just fucking exhausted, but just can't sleep. Blah. Today, I just feel in this crap mood. It's like, fuck, man. The thing is, I mean, I guess going home doesn't have to be a big deal. I can just hang out for a little while and then come back. It's just all the... it's really just the shit with my brother. That shit is unsolvable. Why even fucking engage at all, you know? Why? But why else would I even... Am I going back, you know? Fuck. How horrible.
I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. So please stop. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. So please stop me now. There's no way around. Please just understand me now. There's one way to the ground. Please just understand. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. So please stop. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. So fuck off. I'm in love with life. My head is full of knives. I wanna pick your life. Have you seen my other side? I'm doing the best I can. Lost the key with my other side. I'm doing the best I can. So fuck
I just got some food, Capi's pizza, a fucking donut, and some coffee. I feel much better now. A little temporary boost. Thing is, maybe, I mean, a lot of this could just be that I'm tired. I mean, I'm tired because I was, like, stressed out, but It seems like it's pretty hard to be well rested and depressed, you know, for me. It's just, but when I don't sleep, it is, it's brutal, but, and that does happen quite a bit. I don't know, so you can't really catch up. I mean, I took a little nap this afternoon, but you just, I don't know, when you don't sleep normal, it just fucks shit up. But I don't know, what I was thinking is, the thing is with my brother and all his drug problems, what gets me, because he himself, above and beyond drug problems and mental problems, just really is an asshole. Like, there hits a point where there's like, well, I mean, you just can't be this much of a dick this often. And just, you know, like, some of that is you. Really unlikable fellow. But I always think of when we were kids, right? Like, I think of the kid that he was. And, you know, we spent, obviously, a lot of time together. We were only 2 years apart. I was the older brother. So that's the depressing part, is when I think about that kid and, like, what the hell would he think, you know, if he saw into the future and saw what happened to him. And how, you know, disappointed he would be in me that I didn't try to do more, that I just kind of spun away and went and lived my own life. But on the other hand, it really seems like, it's fucking windy today, I hope it's not too windy for this recording. When I look back at my life, I mean, obviously I made choices. And Ayn Rand would kill me for saying this, but I really think free will is in some ways overstated, because the way people are biologically and just intrinsically and however they are, combined with how they were raised, I guess, the nature and nurture, but it seems to plot out an awful lot of how their lives are going to go. Like, the broad strokes of my life seem kind of inevitable the more I get to know how I am, you know? And when things got tough with my brother, moving away does not seem like such a weird thing that I did. Like, it seems like, what else would I have done? And now, I mean, that it's been so long, you know, over 10 years, I mean, I can't go back. I can't, like, that's just, it's ludicrous. It's way too big of a boulder to try to move at this point. Probably it always was, but I guess, so taking things that way, but then you got to figure, so what is the part of this equation that I've got wrong here? If I feel bad because of what a bad friend I was to this kid that I grew up with, but if it seemed like it was inevitably gonna end up this way, then I guess the piece of the equation that I have wrong, that's kind of sad and, like, not fun to admit, but maybe I was never that good of a friend to that kid. Probably I wasn't. I mean, I remember getting in a lot of fights with him. Many a time I've hit him and, you know, just dumb kid shit, but, like, maybe that's the part I've got wrong. Maybe it's not that I should be trying to fucking white knight everyone's stupid life. Maybe it's that I was never that fucking great to begin with. You know, like, at this point, I'll take it, you know? I'll just, if it makes this whole situation easier or possible to face up to, you know? If I gotta rewrite the past, I mean, maybe that really is the truth. Maybe I never was. I mean, I'm just his brother. It just was the guy who was around. It was just random. So maybe I gotta just accept that there's not much I can do, and that there was never gonna be much I was ever gonna do. Maybe I never really did have his back. Maybe the reason I didn't care enough when things started going bad for him is because I never did. You know, I mean, that might be true. It's hard to tell. It's hard to figure out things like that about yourself. And what are the chances, you know? I mean, everyone thinks they're the good guy. Everyone thinks that they're the one. But most people aren't. Most people. So what are the chances that you are, that I am? I mean, I don't think we watch movies and read stories about brave, effective people that initiate change and help others because we recognize that in ourselves. It's because we wish we were like that and we're not. So that's depressing. Let's play another Smashing Pumpkins song. This is the song from their album Zeitgeist called Bleeding the Orchid, but this is them performing it live. And instead of Billy singing his own backup, there's a girl singing the backup instead. Sounds very nice.
If life is my witness, love is my sound. If nothing means no one, then blank, I'm alone. If fear conquers easy, I can lay down. Milk from the flower, blood from the dawn. So yeah, we are around your stage. The laughs we share, the dreams we share.
So I'm back in my hometown after 3 year absence. I just feel very bad. I don't like being here. So we got in real late Friday night and I just stayed at Chris's place. Because it was like 3 or 4 in the morning. I figured my parents, you know, of course I wouldn't be up. I don't have a key anymore. Went to sleep for a little bit, got up. to come to this little farmer's market that's once a week. Now I'm just, I don't know, because I'm going to wander downtown and get a coffee, then wander across the river to go home. I don't like it, man. It's a nice city, but I don't like being here. I don't want to have to make time to hang out with these people I know here. I think I saw somebody that I know on my way to the fucking market, and I don't want to talk to anybody. This whole town. This is just the place where everything didn't work out. This is the place that fucking sucked balls. It's like when Louis C.K. talks about Boston, and he's like, man, fuck Boston. All the bullies I knew lived in Boston. Every bad thing that happened to me happened in Boston. Fuck Boston. I feel a bit like that. I didn't feel like this last time I was here. I guess, you know, well, I made various stop-ins in between my New York trips, but the last time I was gone this long was when I was in Vancouver for about the same amount of time, like 3 years about. That was different because I was kind of worried about coming back, because then I was afraid I would stay back here, I would get stuck. But at that point, I'd only been here and Vancouver. Now I've added a lot of fucking shit to the repertoire. A lot of other cities, and there's just no fucking way. Like, this doesn't feel like my hometown at all. Like, just when I'm talking about, like, because I don't have a return plane ticket or anything figured out yet. And just say, like, I don't have my ticket home figured out yet. Home is not this place. It's a fucking weird fucking place. Anyway, so I don't feel good. There's the report.
I'm not a fucking role model.
I know this.
I'm a 19-year-old fucking emotional coaster with pipe dreams. Since Kanye tweeted telling people he's bumping all of my shit, these motherfuckers think I'm supposed to live up to something? Shit. I'm still jacking off, proceeding my life careless, but getting more pussy cause I tell bitches I'm Wood Harris.
As you should.
Philly to Paris, I'm getting these weird stares at skate parks and airports all in the year. It's weird. Yonkers dropped and left them craniums mind fucked. Now competition missing like that nigga my mom fucked. He still hasn't called me yet.
It's not your fault.
But that's a whole fucking different argument. Shit, I got over it. And a couple bucks in my pocket, so now I could go buy a couple hot pockets. A grandma can stop cooking them nasty ass collard greens. Pressure's on me like this top hat bastard intro. How the fuck I'm gonna top that?
Tyler, you're a top hat. You're a top hat. You're a very creative individual.
Okay, you guys call me. I'm not a fucking rapist or a serial killer. I lied.
You know, you just want attention. That'd be fine.
I tried too hard, huh?
No. Don't.
Made a couple thou and I just don't know what to buy yet. The Preem shit is free and I don't drink, so fuck a wine set. Nigga, fuck a mindset. My brain is in obscenity. I'm fucked in the head. I lost my mind with my virginity. Oh, that's a 3336. Isn't he a devil worshiper? Cause I'm too fucking ignorant to do some research. I'm the star of the group, yeah. So no one else gets the respect that they deserve.
Cause of you, bastard, was good though.
What you think I recorded for? To have a bunch of critics call my shit a bunch of horrorcore? Like I didn't make Parade or Inglourious? Cause I'm too scared to tell my friends the way I really fucking feel? Of course they only listen to lyrics about me pissing off in the tombs of Lower Croft. I'm getting pissed off. Message boards are on my dick, I need a pissing waiver. Let me bust one in their mouth, I know they feel a flavor.
So,
can't they just be happy for me, like a kid with nothing living out his dreams? Why they gotta fucking hate?
It's like everyone's happy, everyone's on the train. Everyone loves you, Tyler, you have to believe that.
I don't even skate anymore, I'm too fucking busy. I can barely kickflip now.
Why that? Do you not have any free time in your hands?
What the fuck you mean I'm not talented? You see the shit that I've been doing?
I have.
sweater so tight. Getting cosigns from rappers that I don't even like. What the fuck you want me to do? Start to gobble his mic and start jacking him off until his cack blasting off?
No.
Fuck that. These niggas ain't fucking with me, cause I don't listen to the immortal with tech of the knee. Getting all this underground bullshit that's never gonna peak on the Billboard Top 20 and Gem of the Week. I'd rather listen to Badu and Pusha the T and some Waka Flocka Flame instead of that real hip hop that's Bull of the Sheet. But they wanna critique everything that we Wolfgang has ever released, but they don't get it.
They don't, it's not made.
Cause it's not made for them. The nigga that's in the mirror rapping, it's made for him. But they do not have the mindset that same as him. I'm not weird, you're just a faggot. Shame on him.
It is, man. Tyler, you're gonna have to cut down on that faggot word. That's very, that's a bad.
I'm not homophobic.
I mean, I don't think you are, but
faggot. They don't wanna fuck with me cause I do not fuck with religion. But see, that's my decision. You fuckers don't have to listen. Here, put this middle finger in your ear.
Rather not.
When someone gets blamed cause some white kid had aimed his AK-47 at 47 kids, I don't wanna see my name mentioned.
I don't think anyone takes you serious enough to believe you.
College wasn't working and I wasn't working, so I was at home jerking off until my dick was hurting. But I was determined to be great, so those classes could wait. Cause the 4 days that I went, I wasn't learning shit. Now I'm living dreams that I've wanted since 8 and can't afford to give my mother something on her birthday.
I mean, you've explained to me that you were in school, but
the shit I say is just wrong. Like nobody has those really dark thoughts when alone. I'm just a teenager who admits he's suicide prone. My life is doing pretty good, so that date is postponed for now. Wow, life's a cute bitch full of estrogen, and when she gives you lemons, nigga, throw them at pedestrians.
So, what are you saying? Take advantage. I mean, you've been doing pretty good. I've seen that.
Still live in my grandma's house. Sell out a fucking show in London just to end up on couches. I hate my fucking life, but when I make that announcement, my hero calls my phone just to put that in doubt then. And then I am confused if I want in or just out. My friends really think I'm playing when I say I need counseling. I sit in grandmother's living room and just pout and shout loud inside. Sometimes I just wanna die.
No, you don't.
Our future came from the bottom, and it's gonna take a couple armed armies trying to stop them. All you fucking lames don't have to like me. The devil doesn't wear Prada. I'm clearly in a fucking white tee.
Whoa. Alright.
Alright, so I am in Fredericton and I've got kind of a cold and I'm going back home tomorrow and I'm sure there's all kinds of shit I could say, but I am not going to. I am just going to say that I fucking hate little yappy dogs. I fucking hate them. My mom's got this fucking shitty dog that's like 8 months old. I would honestly fucking kill it. I would fucking just fucking stomp its stupid fucking head in. I fucking hate it so much. Every little fucking noise it starts barking, it is the biggest piece of shit dog I have ever, ever fucking ever. Oh, I hate it so bad. Just this fucking piercing bark that just infuriates me. It just fills my fucking head with hatred. It is a piece of garbage. Alright, I'm going through my old CDs and just finding old music and shit. So let's play Luscious Jackson Electric. Fuck you, dog.
to go now. Electric. When we're together. Times we stayed up all through the night, laughing and dancing till the sun come out. Then later, when we're lying together, even our stomachs they're speaking to each other. I kiss the ground, I run my fingers through the earth. Yes, it feels so good to be alive. When we're together, so electric, feeling like this. A child, yes, I love it feels growing so bigger every day. I kiss the ground, run my fingers through the earth. Yes, it feels so good to be alive. Electric, when we're together. So electric. When we're together, so electric.
That was a very weird song to play. It had nothing to do with a dog barking. Here's another song that has nothing to do with a dog barking. It's Same in the End by Sublime.
Down in Mississippi where the sun beats down from the sky. They give it up and they give it up and they give it up, but they never ask why. Daddy was a rolling, rolling stone. Oh, he rolled away one day and he never came home. It ain't hard to understand. This ain't his first master plan. What it takes to be a man. Ooh, in my mind, in my brain, I
Alright, last day in my hometown. It's somewhere in the afternoon, but in 6 tomorrow morning, I am leaving. It's actually a pretty nice day out today. It's been pretty up and down. It's cold and wind, rain. I heard it snowed in Pontiac, which is like, I don't know, it's not that far. I bike rode there the other day. I have a cold. Felt like unbelievable shit when I woke up today. Just this pounding headache, my nose stuffed. I feel okay right now because I just took a shit ton of various medicines. I hate traveling when I'm sick though, and I gotta just be cool about it. I don't want anyone to get sick because of me. Which brings up the point that there's no buses that go to New Brunswick anymore. When I got in all these fucking debates with people, and Keith and the girl, about who's poor, you know? These fucking... It's just... I've been in New Brunswick now for a week. We went out to the fucking boondocks, like tar paper shacks, and that there's no buses. This province is so poor, there's no buses. Like, you just don't have poor like we have poor. Doesn't matter how poor your part of America is, there's a goddamn bus that goes there. There's an infrastructure in place. Whereas the Maritimes is one of the smallest provinces, and it's disconnected from Ontario by the giant poorness of Quebec. And there's just nothing here. It's poor as hell. Like, fuck you. These fucking dickbags. When I was on Keith and the Girl. Oh, my Wikipedia research shows. Go fuck yourselves. Anyway, this place fucking sucks. Really, really sucks, man. It's weird being here for a whole week, because now, you know, you just slide back into it. You just get caught somewhere, and you think this is how life is. But, like, that first 2 or 3 days I was back, it's just shocking. It's like, I mean, I always kind of knew this place sucked, but after being gone for 3 years and just in those 3 years, went to Montreal a bunch of times, went to New York a bunch of times. I'll give New York this. New York is better than here. You know, I had to pick. You get back here, it's just empty and it's full of fucking idiots. Like, every person, everyone wears like a ball cap and like a windbreaker. Like, every fucking guy, like 90% of the dudes that live here look exactly the same. No offense to my dear old dad, but we were at a fish and chip restaurant. I wish I had had a camera, because the guy in front of him and behind him in line looked exactly like him. Like, the level of conformity is fucking astounding. Like, we're at this little market, and I started counting people. Like, it's easily 90% of people, like, look exactly the same. This fucking shitty East Coast half hillbilly look is just garbage. It's like, I mean, I've never been to Calgary, but I assume you probably get a lot of dickbags walking around with their cowboy hats and shit on their little uniform. Well, the East Coast uniform is the ball cap. Yeah, and this town just feels weird because the demographic shift is so noticeable. So everyone's old. All the young people left. And it's not small enough to be quaint, and it's not big enough to have anything useful in it. It's just an awkward, shitty middle, and it fucking sucks. So. Oh, there's my old school. So anyway, I'm just going to get something to eat because I don't feel hungry at all because of being sick, but I figure I should force myself a little. And it is kind of a nice day out. Soak in a little bit of this before I go. But yeah, dude, if you've never left your hometown, if you just live where you grew up, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of there. What the fuck are you doing? This is not life, man. Nothing useful and... This sucks. It just sucks. If you have any ambition to do anything ever, fucking move away for a while. Try it out, man. Alright, it's hard to talk. My crappy throat hurts. So let's just continue with my ongoing series of KMFDM shit. These are two more songs from that album, Nile. I'm playing extra songs from it because it's so good. I recommend just getting the whole album. It's fucking cool. This is a song called Flesh and a song called Disobedience. And they are cool as balls. Oh, yeah. I guess I should mention I did talk to my brother briefly. Like, I don't know, 1 minute or something. I did get his phone number. I probably won't ever actually use it. And then today he showed me this giant gash on his hand. That's pretty gross. I don't know what happened. He doesn't use the internet anymore, so he doesn't have an email address. I don't know what that's all about. I kind of wanted to ask him. I wonder if it's self-imposed, because if you're schizophrenic and fucking crazy, like, the endlessness of the internet must just make you totally super nuts. Or I wonder if he ran into problems, because I do remember stories from back in the day of, like, he had all these weird ideas that the pop-ups on his computer were being sent to him by his neighbor, and he was sending attacks back at his neighbor through some weird internet shit. It's all just made up, you know? But I guess if that spilled into the real world at all, can they do that? Like, a court-mandated no internet for you? Or is he just trying to maintain his own sanity and just cutting himself off from it? I don't know. I didn't get to ask him. Maybe next time I'm here, I'll hang out with him some more. But at least it was something. 1 minute of little idle chit-chat is still 10 zillion percent more than I've done in years. But he's still a weird, crazy asshole, so whatever. I don't know. All right, here's two KMFDM songs. and I just stopped in a Dairy Queen, which is, of course, just empty. There was one old lady who just left. This weird fucking zombie town. But then this one dude swooped in right in front of me and just, again, just exactly the same. Just the fucking ball cap, the fucking... I don't know, when I see these people, I just get upset now. It's like, you fucking hillbilly, look at you, you piece of shit. You look just like everyone. You're just, gah, you're just garbage. Anyway, I just remembered about this weird phenomenon I'd forgotten about, because it only seems to happen here. I'm really sensitive to temperature. I get cold and hot really, really easily and fast. But if I'm out in the cold, and then I go into somewhere warm, and now I've got a bunch of layers on that I don't need, this only seems to happen here, but my body, like, gets itchy. I get all these little itches all over, and it's just, like, crazy. It's like, I have to just start stripping things off, or I'll fucking lose my mind. And that only seems to happen here. Like, what the fuck is that? I gotta look it up when I get home. It's like, am I allergic to the fucking air here? Like, what the fuck, man? And this happened my whole life, and then when I moved away, it stopped, and now it started happening again. It's like, fuck this place. It's fucking insane how much it sucks. Bah. All right, here's that other KMFDM song.
We'll be right back.
It looks like, for the record, this itchy thing is called cholinergic urticaria, and it's a kind of hives that happens from body temperature changes, and it does seem like, compared to all these other related, even how other people have this, mine's not so bad. Mine hits right away and then just goes away as soon as I take off some layers of stuff. But yeah, some people get this shit real bad, man, real bad. Just lasts forever, for a long time. It gives them weird rashes and shit. So anyway, that's what it is, and I don't know. I don't know why it only happens around here, probably because this place is fucking ridiculous. Let's play fucking, maybe this will finish this off, but let's see what I can play. Just some song that I found from my old shit. What stands out a little? Let's play Tearin' Away by the Doughboys from their classic album Crush. So long, Maritimes, you shitbag. Man, Toronto is even more fucking amazing than I realized. I knew there was this airport downtown, but I'd never used it before. It's like a little tiny ferry ride, and I'm right by Mike's house. Like, I'm like 1 minute from Mike's house, 30 seconds away. their thing is that you can walk to the airport, and that's fucking true, dude. I've been here tons of times at this park. I didn't know that if I just walked down this one little street, there's a ferry that goes right to the airport. It's fucking insane. So I'm back in Toronto, and man, I had some problems on the plane. I can't fly on small planes very well. The pressure just fucking destroys me. One time I had a blood vessel bruise in my forehead, and I felt it this time too. It's like someone just stabs knitting needles into both of my ears. It just stings and hurts so bad for the descent. So probably, you know, it's only a few minutes, but man, it really fucking hurts. And then the same part of my forehead, the same vein behind my eye too, just started to hurt really bad. So I was like, oh shit, this is the plane from Fredericton to Montreal. Like, never again. Too small. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do if they don't get the buses working again, but... But then I was on another small bus, or small train, small airplane from Montreal to Toronto. I was like, fuck me, not again. Like, I thought I'd be on a big one, and didn't hurt as bad, but it still really hurt. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I've got to start researching the plane I'm going to be on or something. Ah, like, fuck, just brutal. I assume it's all tied in with how I, my fear of heights, and I get very confused when I'm underground, and I had motion sickness. I don't know what the fuck. Anyway, getting back and being right downtown, and there's the CN Tower, and then just having my fucking MP3 player on, it just plays just the right songs, and it's like you get that sense like you're in a movie. It's just fucking beautiful, man. So good to be back. I mean, between spending the summer in New York and just, you know, putting the final nail in that coffin, and then being back home and just miserable bullshit. Holy shit, man. Like, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver. Bing, bang, boom. That's it, dude. I can't really see living anywhere besides that. So much better. Like, even just little stuff like, there's this turn signal or this light here. Just all these little tiny things in my hometown that just would have been fixed right away in Toronto. There's no time to not fix it. It's just so much better than this weird little backwater burb, and how just pissed I was getting at just seeing like the 50th guy in one day that looks like he's from fucking FUBAR. And also just all the little, like, just, instantly, like, how fast I get back there, my parents are fighting with each other, and the things with my brother are the same. Everything is the same. Everything is exactly the fucking same. 3 years and nothing has changed. And I always used to feel like, I don't know, some kind of weird guilt about my parents. Like, they're stuck in these weird circumstances of slaving away at these jobs that they've got, in this marriage that they have. I don't know, just kind of trapped by whatever little case that they built. But it just doesn't seem that way this time. Like, everything is so identical that it's like, fuck you guys, man. Like, you are building your own fucking prison, to quote Creed. I mean, it can't be this identical unless you want it to be that identical. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous, man. I don't know how people get in these little ruts, and it's like, it's just good enough, and you just tolerate this life that's all fucked up. That has never been the case with me. I can think of a bunch of times when I hit fucking rock bottom and just let things bottom out and just be miserable. But at least they had to change after that. I remember being in my hometown back in like 2003 or 4, just staring in a mirror, like as in fucking Apocalypse Now, just like, this cannot continue, this can't. And then later in Vancouver, after I got pepper sprayed and broke up with my girlfriend and was miserable for months and months, same thing, just like hit a point where I'm like, all right, I can't do this anymore, I gotta go home. Then in Vancouver the second time, I remember I was in a movie theater and just let myself just like weep with how unhappy I was. Shit, what else? Well, New York, man, I recorded it both times. The first time in New York, I had my ham radio, Fuck You New York show, where I just lost my fucking mind. And then the second time was on Keith's fucking My Name is Keith thing. But the point is, if shit ain't working, don't stick it out, man. There's no reason. There's no reason. That's not the brave thing to do. It's not the tough thing to do. it's just the shitty thing to do that makes your life a goddamn just a trench of fucking miserableness. Don't do it. Things are garbage. Admit that they're garbage. And if it means tearing the whole thing down, whatever builds up after that is gonna be better. It has to be. Fuck. So, I'm back in Toronto, and I don't plan to leave again anytime soon. If you want to see me, you can fucking come here, because it's better than wherever the fuck you are. Cheers.
This is a place.